around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
And let's go, America. Hour two is on. Hello again from Panama, everyone. Mary and I are happy to have you tuned in for the big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles. It is just after 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, January 17th, 2026. And today's edition of America's number one travel radio show is coming to you from aboard Regent's newest ship, actually, the Seven Seas Grandeur. We've just spent a day passing through the Panama Canal, and folks, what an experience that was, all right? As mentioned in Hour 1, these travels between Miami and L.A. supercharge our coverage of America's 250th birthday. It's, you know, in some ways, it really is such a great way to start the new year traveling between these two cities, not by plane, not by train, not by automobile, but instead by sea and by ship, and that means transiting the Panama
Canal.
Definitely
a fun and unique way to do it. So next week, we're going to broadcast live from Cabo San Lucas, but during these travels between Miami and Los Angeles on this big Let's Go America tour, we have visited a number of other destinations along the way. One of the locations we visited that I'm sure will be of great interest to many of you listening was Jamaica. Hurricane Melissa had wind speeds up to 185 miles per hour when it hit this beloved Caribbean island last October. During our travels there, we made it a point to connect with their Minister of Tourism, the Honorable Edmund Bartlett, and hear some of that conversation.
Well, Minister Bartlett, I am glad that we could all connect here in Jamaica during our visit. I'm not going to sugarcoat things. Jamaica clearly suffered, you know, a major blow from Hurricane Melissa last October, but the people and the island are resilient, and things are bouncing back at a pretty rapid rate. What can you share with all of our listeners across the USA who will hear this interview about current conditions on Jamaica, what's still to come, and if you're comfortable welcoming visitors during the recovery?
So thank you so much for stopping by and sharing a little bit with me.
Thank you.
In my office. We're happy that you have come to look at how we're recovering, because we are recovering. And for a small country the size of the King's Ranch of Texas to have navigated through the worst weather event on this side of the century, a Category 5++ hurricane that devastated pretty much about a third of the island, impacting 157 physical buildings and impacting just about 1.5 million people. And that happened, and within 8 weeks after, we have brought back 90% of our energy electricity supplies to the communities in the country. Over 80% of the water supplies or food supplies are on train. Agriculture is coming back. We started to replant in the areas, and you know, but because tourism is the number one industry in Jamaica, and tourism is the industry that is impacted the fastest by disruptions like this, it's the most resilient of all industries, and it bounced back faster. And so we bounced back fast. Now we have over 80% of our tourism assets fully operational. Our airports are all working fabulously well. In fact, our recovery has been so strong in our ports of entry that you, for example, were able to come on a cruise into Ocho Rios today and had a great time. And so cruise is open and back for us. All our flights are back. Most of our rooms are back. Jamaica is ready.
You know, it's really great to hear that directly from you, Minister. And since we're just turning over into a new year, looking macro at travel and tourism for this year in 2026, we know you're working constantly on all kinds of different initiatives. What are a few things that maybe you have in development or that you're excited about for Jamaica for the coming year?
Well, for this year, we're going to continue the recovery in a very strong way. We have perhaps about 20% or so of our assets to be fully restored. That will happen. But the most critical element of this year is about reimagining the destination. It's about looking at how to build better, more resiliently, and to create new and more exciting experiences for our visitors.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that because, you know, you did mention we are here on a cruise as part of our big Let's Go America tour. You know, a number of our listeners likely know some of the major resorts on Jamaica from all the Sandal properties, Half Moon, Hyatt has a big presence, and there are others. But we are here with show partner Regent Seven Seas. We know their parent company, for example, donated $50,000 immediately after Hurricane Melissa. They promised to match up to $100,000 with public donations. So I want to know, how important is the cruise sector to the island, and are they helping to play a role in the recovery?
Absolutely. Cruise is the fastest rate of convertibility within the tourism sector. Immediately as the ship comes into the harbor, the dollar flows into the pockets of the ordinary
right,
man.
Right.
And so it's an amazing capacity for that conversion. But most importantly, cruise impacts people immediately.
Yeah.
And then cruise allows for the repositioning of communities. Sleepy little fishing villages in no time get converted into bustling centers of commerce.
Well, I'm glad that you say that, but I want to talk a little bit about you as well about this, all right? Because, you know, you were first appointed Minister of Tourism back in 2007. You served, I think, until 2011, but you're now in your fourth go-round, all right? You also were a senator here in Jamaica, so clearly highly respected. But what's the biggest difference being in the job 15 years later than when you initially started, and is there something very specific you're right now trying to focus on beyond the recovery?
I spoke to the transformational value of tourism, and that is visible in the physical transformation that you see within the communities around, the landscape, the change that has taken place, not just with the new skylines that have been impacted by these high-rise buildings of high-end architectural designs and so on and so forth, but what has happened in terms of the quality of life and the standard of living of the people within the communities around tourism. And that you will see in Montego Bay as you go, how transformational tourism has been to Montego Bay. What has happened with Ocherias where you were? What has happened in Kingston here in the main town? And even though your main city is multifaceted, it is still driven heavily by tourism. So the impact of tourism across the economic spectrum of Jamaica is evident and clear. And the difference between 10, 15 years ago and today is stark, absolutely stark. When you look at the communication infrastructure that has been created, the highways that have been built, the airport, look at the transformation of the Sankses International Airport, for example, which is now a first world airport. It compares very favorably with any airport in the world. But the technology that has been applied, 10 years ago, you didn't have facial recognition. And Jamaica is one of the few destinations where the seamlessness of arrival processes is enabled by technology.
Minister Edmund Bartlett, we've really enjoyed connecting with you in person today. We hope to connect with you again. And we thank you for sharing some of Jamaica with us, as well as updating our listeners on the recovery. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming, and thanks for the moment. And just remember, the best way to support Jamaica is to visit Jamaica.
Amen.
Well, we are now back live here in Panama, folks, aboard Seven Seas Grandeur. Very kind man. Clearly, he has his pulse on Jamaica's travel and tourism, Mary.
He certainly does. And, you know, Kingston was not affected. The recovery's happening. They're resilient. They're getting it done. And glad to hear that from him.
Good to be there on the island. All right, our first sponsor break of this hour is about to happen. When we return, we're going to go A to Z on the Panama Canal, share some things I bet you didn't know. Today's big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles. Well, we continue in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. SimpliSafe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Have you ever slept under the Saharan stars in Morocco or searched for wildlife on an African savanna? Well, even for the savviest of travelers, some destinations demand expertise. When you go guided with Colette, every tour is expertly planned and expertly led with local guides who speak the language, know the local people and the culture, as well as lesser known attractions. All you need to do is relax and savor the moments. Visit GoColette.com and find your dream destination, Colette, by travelers for travelers. You can also find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com. Winter is the perfect time to invest in a new mattress, and you can do that very easily at helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, motion transfer issues, Helix has mattresses that can really help resolve those common sleep problems. Plus, they let you try your mattress for 120 nights risk-free as a trial. Rest easy with the Happy with Helix guarantee. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide with free shipping, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And let's go, America's. Mary and I transmit live via satellite to all of you from Panama on this January 17th. The big Let's Go America tour, Miami and Los Angeles, moves right along. And today's G-Block, well, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, they've been aligned with us, the show, for years. Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences. They have over 200 resorts in prime locations across the United States and internationally as well. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
This is very simple, and this is about as succinct as I can say it. Wherever travel takes you, find more info, go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. When you travel with Regent Seven Seas, there are many things offered here on the ship to captivate your attention. Something we enjoy, and they're very popular here on board, are the guest speakers. The information shared is at a top level that you would expect from an expert, and we're actually doing a travel seminar next week with travel tips, but we have Gina Rogers here with us. She's traveling as the guest speaker on this particular cruise. She's a cultural historian with 3 master's degrees, 2 from Fordham University, and we've asked her to join us live on set today to discuss the Panama Canal, and I am happy to say she is ready to go with us here on Mike 4.
Well, she is indeed, and thank you very much for being part of our broadcast from Panama today, Gina. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you very much, Robert and Mary. I'm so happy to be here. It's an honor.
Thank you.
We have enjoyed traveling with you since we left Miami.
We have, getting to know you.
And, you know, we still have a ways to go. So, all right, I'm going to take some heavy lift off right here and really just give people, set the scene for folks, because the Panama Canal, it certainly is a marvel. We experienced it yesterday. It provides an appreciation for what man can do on this planet. It's still the only place like it that's out there. But ambitions for the Panama Canal go back to the 1500s with the Spanish and Holy Roman Emperor Charles V. In the late 1800s, a French company that developed the Egypt's Suez Canal took on the project, but poor planning and engineering, plus tropical diseases, we got to put that in there, killed thousands of workers. Gustave Eiffel, who designed the famous tower in Paris, where he was involved at one point, but eventually the French's attempt failed. It led to major scandal. A number of people, including Eiffel, they were sentenced to prison before, you know, they eventually being overturned. Anyway, the U.S. took on the project in the early 1900s for strategic reasons. Panama at the time was part of Colombia, where we were just earlier this week, and America's involvement under President Teddy Roosevelt led to a revolt. Panama declared independence from Colombia, and the U.S. completed the canal in 1914. So now that we've set that, I want you to really clearly, the canal has had a profound impact on the world. Talk about that for everyone who's tuned in.
Well, Robert, I have to say, for me, the most profound effect of the Panama Canal is that it didn't just shorten distances, it reshaped how the world connects. Before the canal, oceans were barriers. Ships had to go all the way around South America, which meant time and cost and risk. And once the canal opened, suddenly the Atlantic and the Pacific were part of the same daily conversation. That changed global trade, obviously, and more reliably it became, but it also changed geopolitics and even everyday life. Today, everything from the coffee we drink to the electronics in our pockets has likely passed through a strategic waterway
So significant when you put it that way. You know, last hour we had the captain on the broadcast desk with us, and we talked about navigating and his role in navigating the ship through the canal. And it takes a ship, we didn't know this until we got here, I figured maybe 5 or 6 hours, but it's 8 to 10 hours to pass through. We're told nearly 15,000 ships use the canal annually. American ships use the canal most, but other top countries are China, Chile, Japan, Colombia, and South Korea. Gina, you love what you do. What is it about the Panama Canal? You've gone back and through the canal many times over the years. What do you find most interesting and captivating about it?
Mary, I'd say, for me, there are three essential things that everybody should know about the Panama Canal. First, the canal is a system of locks. Not a sea level canal, as was in Suez, right? Ships are lifted up to an artificial lake, then lowered again, which was a brilliant engineering choice. And that made the canal possible in the first place. Second, it still remains globally strategic. Around 5% of the world trade moves through the Panama Canal. So even minor disruptions can have worldwide effects. And third, and this really surprises some people, the canal is a freshwater canal. Every transit depends on rainfall feeding Gatun Lake, which means climate and water management are now just as critical as engineering. So that makes the canal not just a marvel of the past, but of every modern challenge.
Well, I agree on all points you've made there, and they're excellent ones. We also want to talk about the cost, okay? Because the cost of transiting the Panama Canal, it's not cheap, which, you know, we say makes a cruise through the canal extra special since it costs the cruise line a lot to bring the ship through it. Mary and I often discuss the toll at the George Washington Bridge, you know, now being over $18 back in New York. But a small private boat, and that's cheap, a small private boat going through the canal here can cost a few thousand dollars. The average toll that we've seen factoring in all ships is about $55,000 per transit. And I did say that correctly, but here's a bigger one. Cruise ships range between $200,000 and $1 million, depending on their size, to go through the canal. Our U.S. military ships also pay to go through that. We've seen numbers averaging around $500,000 per transit for bulk and cargo ships. So any thoughts on the cost of navigating the canal, Gina? Because it does cut off about 9,200 miles, you know, between the east and west coast of the Americas, but there's a big price to pay for it.
You're exactly right, Robert. The exact cost, of course, it can vary quite a bit depending on the size of the ship, the cargo, and demand. But the key point is, whatever the fee is, it's almost always a bargain. Going around South America, as you said, adds roughly 9,000 extra miles, which means more fuel, more crew time, more wear on the ship, and more exposure to rough seas. And that can add days, sometimes weeks, to a voyage. So the canal saves not just distance, but time and predictability, which is incredibly valuable in global shipping. So when shipping companies and cruise liners look at the canal toll, they're not just paying for passage. They're paying for reliability. Mm-hmm. And in global trade, reliability is often worth far more than the toll itself.
Good point. So I find old-time trade routes fascinating. That's kind of really where travel started, out of necessity, trading spices, all of that. The Panama Canal is a modern result of an area of the world that was impacted by trade. You touched on it a little bit earlier, going back to the Spanish, as we discussed. So talk a little bit about Panama then and now. Come a long way.
Panama's come a long way, and I've been very fortunate because I've been coming here quite a few times, and I've gotten to see the changes not only in Panama City but the canal. In fact, it's very interesting to see. I've been here when I've watched the construction of the expanded lane
of the new,
which took several years, and I remember just the digging that was involved, and it seemed like you never thought it would be done. But the fact is, it's done, and it's done beautifully. Yeah. And now we have these Neomax ships that can actually go through the largest.
No, there's the largest.
Yeah. Yes.
And that has widened it. So, you know, for almost 20 years, you've been speaking on cruise ships as a guest lecturer. I'm curious, you know, how many times you have transited the Panama Canal. And really, what do you most enjoy about travels on the world's seas and waterways?
Well, I couldn't honestly give you the exact number of times, more than a few.
Okay. That's good. We'll start there.
But what's been remarkable is watching the canal change over time. As I said, I remember seeing the expanded locks being built. And that's when I realized I wasn't just passing through history. I was watching it happen. You know, as for the best part of traveling this way, for me, it's perspective. Visiting so many ports teaches you that while cultures and languages and traditions differ, people everywhere care about the same things: family, food, work, and dignity.
That's very true.
And traveling or cruising doesn't make the world feel smaller. It makes it feel more connected.
Mm.
The more you travel, the more you understand both the differences and, more importantly, the common threads that tie us all together.
Well, Gina, you know, Mary said in hour one, the guest that was on yesterday who said it, you know, Panama Canal, folks, only place in the world where you can sail a ship over a mountain, cross a continent, and touch two oceans in a single day.
Pretty incredible.
That's pretty special. That really
is.
So, Gina, very good conversation today. I think we have helped enlighten folks
more.
I hope they all come experience what we've all experienced together. Very nice to have you on the show. We'll look forward to doing this again at some point, since we're all in a general region of each other. So we'll stay in touch and look forward to that. So thank you very much.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Gina.
Mary, I mean, again, there's so much
we can say about
the Panama Canal.
It was an incredible experience. I hope everyone gets the opportunity.
And I would also say, folks,
it.
Very calm, a lot of downtime. Mm-hmm. Certainly for that as well. It's not what you might expect. So, all right. Well, as we said, we need to get ready to send this show back to Bobby in Dallas, because otherwise he's going to just take control anyway. Mary and I don't particularly like when he does that.
No,
so we're
going to
make sure we do it
to
on
do
time.
That first, yes.
And Bobby, you don't
we
like,
love you, Bobby.
Here, exactly right. So, we got to do that for some sponsor messages. This bottom of the hour break. Today's big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles, is going to continue. Up next, she has been looking forward to this all week. She is excited right now. She's going to tap dance up to the desk as we speak. The executive concierge is next, folks. A reminder, we archive every hour of every broadcast at our website as it airs across our 615 weekly radio stations across the USA at rmworldtravel.com.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RM World Travel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, indeed, and Let's Go America. As we move into the H block, it is 33 minutes past the hour. It should be 33 minutes past the hour wherever you are, unless you're hearing this show on one of the archives on our website. We're glad to have you aboard today with us for the big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles. And our live national broadcast continues from Panama. We're about to introduce you to another member of the Seven Seas Grandeur team. She's someone who can certainly add an exclamation point to your travels.
Yes, she can. This October, Robert and I are going to be back aboard Seven Seas Grandeur. We're going to have some of you out there listening joining us for a terrific trip ahead. One of the ports of call that we're going to experience together on this tour is Istanbul, Turkey, where we're going to overnight and spend 2 days. Our next guest grew up there, and it's been great getting to know her this this week. She's the Grandeur's executive concierge, Odul Uzunali, and she joins us here on Mic 3.
So, Odul, you know, thank you very much for joining us. Say hello to America and all of our listeners tuned in out there.
Well, hello, America. I'm very happy to be here with you all.
Well, we're very happy to have you with us. So, yeah, listen, you've worked with Regent Seven Seas now nearly 15 years. You've been in the cruise industry around 20. Here on Seven Seas Grandeur, it's at your desk where travelers can, you know, work with you to craft a wide variety of special moments and enhance their onboard experience. So what do you most enjoy about your role as the executive concierge and the way you can positively enhance the travels of so many people?
Well, I actually do love my job, and I meet with a lot of people, and the most amazing part is our guests are keep coming back to us, and I see many people that I know them since they embark. So it's the most amazing part, getting to know people and recognizing them.
Yeah. And seeing them again and again.
Exactly. So this is really great with Regent. So we most of the time have frequent travelers, and we are a big family.
Yeah, we agree with that. Yeah, there's no question about
that. So similar to an executive concierge that one would find at a hotel, you can really help personalize and customize a cruise experience
Correct.
For a guest. So it can be birthday celebrations, anniversaries. There's a couple that was on the first leg. I don't know if they're still here. They renewed their wedding vows, all kinds of milestones.
Right.
There is something that Regent offers that we just learned about a few days ago, that you really, the gift guide, where you can enhance the experience. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. So we do have a special acknowledgement here with the Regent Seven Seas, and we celebrate the guests' birthdays and anniversaries. This is all recorded before they come on board, but it doesn't matter when they approach to us and if this is a surprise something, and we can always arrange, and this is always available. If they want to do something special, We do have a gift form that is actually available to all guests even before they come on board. It's on our Regent website, and there are many gifts there they can actually purchase in advance or on board. It's just available to all.
So give an example of something special. Like, I mean, we talked about tropical flowers.
Yes. The flowers are actually has to be ordered through our shoreside team, and we can do that in port of calls, like with our port agents. This is also an additional great opportunity for me to make them happy.
Absolutely.
And surprise them, really. It's so amazing.
So let's talk a little bit about where you grew up. It's often referred to this as the city on two continents for its unique location. It bridges Europe and Asia, Istanbul. What are some hidden gems maybe that you would recommend, or, you know, a top spot for coffee, anything you want when we go to Istanbul?
That would be my brother's house.
So we're going to your brother's house.
Will he cook for us?
Now, you do realize we're going to have a lot of listeners with us.
Now, so I'm going to take you up
house.
On that, Odul.
Well, his wife makes the best coffee, so she's amazing.
Turkish coffee.
This the coffee is available everywhere. Depends where you are, because there are so many districts in Istanbul. It's not one center of Istanbul. Centers are everywhere. There are millions of people lives in Istanbul, and wherever you go, you just have to order a Turkish coffee. There is a well-known a brand with this, you know, coffee brewing brand. It's called Mehmet Efendi. So everybody knows it because we're all locals, and that's what you're going to get.
Well, listen, the coffee, the shopping, the bazaars.
Yes.
We're going to do the radio show live from Istanbul. We're looking forward to that when we're there.
Yes.
And as I said, you know, people need to get that done so they're not listening on Halloween when we're there and they're actually with us. So, but another city on that itinerary that I'm personally looking forward to, it's Ephesus. The history, the religious and, you know, archaeological sites that are there. There's so much to see. I'm curious if you've ever spent time at Ephesus first. So, yeah.
Well, I am from Istanbul, but a few years ago I moved to Kuşadası. It's some place that I really fell in love with, and
And that's nearby, isn't it?
I live 20 minutes from Ephesus.
Oh, my God. So, okay. So we're going to your brother's house. We're going to come see you.
Yes, absolutely. I'm back and forth.
But, all right. So we're going to be talking about that as well. But that's also a must-see place for Turkey, correct? It's a must-see place when you're in Turkey.
Absolutely. It's amazing. Okay. It's breathtaking. It's unbelievable.
Well, Odul, you know, I know we've been talking about having you here on the show, and I'm watching the clock countdown right now. We have 48 seconds left in this segment, so I have to say goodbye to you, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, we could keep talking.
America's going to say goodbye. Yeah. Mary and I are going to keep talking to you for another week, but thank you for joining us today.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Very nice having you here on set.
Thank you.
And we're going to look forward to now. We've got coffee. We're going to come see you. This is all good. The listeners will be with us. So thank you very much, and we appreciate it very much. So,
yeah, it's been great getting to know you.
I mean, so many people. And by the way, this is the relationships you kind of build with people when you are traveling.
Absolutely. All right. After this sponsor's break, it is that time of year. It's carnival season beginning in the Caribbean, Central, and South America, and Rudy will be talking about that. And when Robert and I return, we are going to talk to two performers who performed here on The Grandeur, and that'll be up next. Stay with us, everyone.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. SimpliSafe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with the lifetime subscription for 65% off. Just go to Babbel.com and start today. Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And because Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember, you'll be talking like a local in time for takeoff. Dive into the world of language learning content with Babbel's videos, podcasts, and stories from around the world, full of culture bites and language learning tips. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. But don't wait. This offer ends January 15th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
What a show it's been today. And we'll send you back to Panama with Robert and Mary in just a few minutes. They have some show friends who will be joining them. But for this block, we're going to talk carnival season in the Caribbean. But first, you should know this portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. With the holidays behind us and spring break and even the summer travel period coming ahead, you probably are thinking about ways to lose some weight so you look great in bathing suits or shorts or t-shirts. What we can tell you is don't do a fad diet. You know, the juice cleanses, cabbage soup diet, raw food diet. It's dangerous and damaging to your body, and doctors call it weight cycling. About half of Americans do it, and if you do it enough, you're at risk for diabetes, liver damage, heart attack, and stroke. Most people need help to stop weight cycling, and a good way to make it happen is with non-prescription Lean, L-E-A-N. It was created by doctors as an oral supplement, not a GLP-1 injectable, and the science is impressive. Its ingredients target weight loss in three powerful ways by helping to maintain healthy blood sugar, controlling appetite and cravings, and burning fat by converting it into energy. Burning fat is what keeps the weight off. Join us and lose meaningful weight at a healthy pace and then keep it off. You'll get 20% off with the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com, or as always, find a link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, I have always been, I must admit, I've been to the Caribbean a lot, but I've never been there for carnival season, and I've never quite understood it. It just happened in one island. What are we celebrating? But my guest travel journalist, she is with Crush Global Travel, Kristen Braswell, knows all about it. Kristen, welcome to the show. First, would you just educate me really fast? What is Carnival celebrating, and is it on more than one Caribbean island?
Absolutely. Carnival takes place across almost every Caribbean island, and it's rooted in the same historical past. It's a multifaceted celebration that many people have seen glimpses into. You see the vibrant, colorful energy fueled celebration that, you know, they people post on social media or television. Right. But I think that one of the most important things to know is about that historic past. This is a tradition that dates all the way back to the 18th century. Many historians believe that it started on the islands of Trinidad and Tobago, where enslaved Africans were prohibited from joining French plantation owners during pre-Lent. So there's this very ornate celebration that the French were enjoying that enslaved people saw and they made their own as an act of sort of defiance. And this was done through satirical reenactments of the festivities that they could not attend. And so today, that has become something that is celebrated really globally. You have people even flying from Europe, Asia, to come to the Caribbean to take part in this celebration. But I do think that it's really important that people know and understand the history behind all of it, and that was sort of the start.
And as a visitor to an island, are you welcomed in and putting on a costume and celebrating as well, or is this something that we watch as visitors as opposed to partake in?
It's absolutely welcome. I am not from the Caribbean. I've been to at least 15 celebrations over the course of my lifetime, and I've never felt like an outsider. And you know, Carnival is huge at this point. There's massive marketing and brand partnerships behind it. Like I said, there are people that literally travel from across the globe to attend. And I think that visually, it's really easy to see why it's such an attractive event. It's one where you witness freedom among adults in a way that typically I think we're not allowed or that we don't have the time. And this is a celebration where people often say, there's a saying, it's free up yourself, meaning that you can just let go. And I think that no matter your background, there's something very attractive and liberating about that.
I'm living in the frozen state of Minnesota right now, trying to imagine letting go.
Exactly. I understand that.
And is this a one-day celebration, a one-week celebration?
It's not. So oftentimes, if you're going to visit, you'll go from like a Thursday until a Tuesday. There's always Carnival Monday, and then Carnival Tuesday is the big celebration you see with the costumes and the feathers and the trucks. But a lot of Caribbean islands start celebrating their carnival now, like right after Christmas, really up until Lent. So it typically is a 3-month celebration for a lot of islands, but it's really residents on the islands that will celebrate it for that long. And tourists will typically come for like a week, I would say.
So it's different. It's not one fixed date, like, say, New Year's Day, for example.
So it really depends on the island. Most islands, I would say, celebrate whenever Lent might fall because it's usually before that. But then there are islands that are very, you know, different, like Barbados, for example. So, it really depends on the island, I would say.
If you'd like to know more about this, go to Kristen's website, which is Crush, all one word, crushglobaltravel.com. Not only is there a travel guide having to do with Caribbean islands, but also Thailand and Marrakesh and even Los Angeles, Tokyo, South Africa. Thank you, Kristen, so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. I'm told Robert and Mary are ready to take back the show reins after just taking some pictures with guests on the show. Some of the travelers aboard Regent Seven Seas Grandeur in Panama joined them there. Next, they'll be reconnecting with some show friends as the big Let's Go America tour Miami to LA continues.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. Welcome back to Panama, everyone. 9 segments in today's big Let's Go America tour of Miami to Los Angeles have already happened. We still have this one to go. And then next week, we'll be in Cabo San Lucas. Since Mary and I left Miami back on January 3rd, two show friends who were performing here on Seven Seas Grandeur have been traveling with us. And we're about to share one of our many conversations with all of you here on air. Before we do that, today's J-Block is sponsored by SimplySafe.com/Carrie.
There's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business will always be looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals that can see, hear, and speak with intruders, all while dispatching the police, fire, or ambulance. There are no contracts. It costs less than $1 a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. You're going to save 50% as a show fan, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, our next guests are a great example of what often happens on cruises. You travel the world with strangers and disembark with new friends. We met Lindsay Deutsch and Lauren Yelenkovich last March and then again in August, and their musical talent wows the audience every time. They've performed the first week of this cruise before getting off just a few days ago, and before they left, we decided to sit down for a fun chat to share with you and hear some of that conversation.
So, Lindsay, listen, you and Lauren, you've had excellent opportunities to travel the world touring with Yanni, and of course on beautiful ships like this one. We've met you on other ships, but I want you to share your reaction to performing your violin act that we enjoyed seeing again here on Seven Seas Grandeur and its Constellation Theater. That's two levels. It's like a top-rate off-Broadway theater.
Can I share with you a very personal story that happened to me right here?
You go.
I walked into the ship and I said, "Hi, sound team. I am going to be very difficult right now. Do you have an hour and a half to work on my violin sound?" And I say that every time I join a ship. And most of the time I walk on and they say, "Ma'am, you have 5 minutes." And I walked onto the Regent ship and they said, "Lindsay, you have all the time that you need." And they sat with me for 90 minutes to perfect my sound. World class.
Boy, it doesn't get much better than that. Thanks, Lindsay. Lauren, similar question for you. Great show the other night. I know how much you love performing and singing on ships. We've talked about that. Anything additional you want to add to either the theater or just the overall what it's like to perform here on the Grandeur?
The theater is amazing. I love the double story, the two stories. I think it's phenomenal. The band is really wonderful. They have such a large band, which is really fun to work with. On some ships, it's a smaller group, but on this one, definitely a larger and big brass section, which was really, really fun.
So before we get to rapid fire, we don't want to give too much away, Lindsay. We want people to come see your show for both of you guys, whether on land or at sea. But real quick, the slogan, "Where Bach meets rock." Did your parents really only let you play classical?
I grew up, I was 5 years old, and I just wanted to play the music that I heard my friends whistling, and it was not allowed. So at home, only Bach, but at school, it was only rock.
Okay. All right, so we do a segment on our show. We have this preferred travel panel where we do something called rapid fire. So we're going to do right now an abbreviated version of that. All right, it's a good way to be able to end the program. So you ready?
I'm ready for rapid fire.
Okay. All right, so Lauren, you're going to go here because
here
I know you're a foodie, right?
I am such a foodie.
You are. So all right, Regent's known for its award-winning food. We certainly had a chance to enjoy that, all of us. Favorite meal this week?
Oh my gosh, Pacific Rim. It was phenomenal. I absolutely loved every moment, but also I have to say that my in-room chocolate mousse with the mango sauce was also a highlight.
Okay, Lindsay.
For me, every day for lunch, the tuna that is so rare, it's almost like fresh from the sea, my favorite, absolutely.
With the spicy mayo. Sorry, I have to say it.
Spicy mayo on there. Yeah. That sounds good. All right. Favorite onboard activity you've enjoyed the most?
Pickleball.
Okay, I will do pickleball with you, but I want to do the golfing because I want to learn to golf.
Oh, the mini golf is great. Mary and I have been doing that after dinner. A lot of fun.
It's fun.
Okay, guys, so we're going to do golfing later today, okay?
I'm ready.
We're going to do the mini golf. All right, so Lauren, here we go. Favorite island destination that you've experienced on this first part of the cruise and why in just a few words?
Oh, my gosh. Wait, what was the one that we did the bike ride?
Yeah, that was the best day.
That was so much fun. Grand Cayman,
we
yes.
Really, not that we didn't need to, but we've already bonded, but yeah. We really bonded that day.
That was my favorite.
The cycling on Grand Cayman.
Yeah.
Okay, Lindsay.
My favorite part of the trip, and I'm not just saying this because you guys are here, but was getting to know you guys so well. You made the trip so much more special for us, and our three-hour dinner when they asked us politely to finally leave was my favorite time getting to know you.
We closed out the restaurant, and this is what cruising is all about. For those of you listening, this is it right here. It's making new friends.
So really, really quick, do you want to add, Lauren, at all, with the bike ride that we did, your mom gave a little warning for us.
Yeah,
she was right.
she was totally right. They said, be careful of traffic. And she sent me a whole entire link about things, and I needed to wear a helmet and all of these things. And I was like, oh, no, this is going to be a nice leisurely bike ride. And no, there was traffic, so we were prepared.
So for each one of you, really quick, where are you performing next?
I'm going to be performing in Bakersfield, California.
Okay, and Lindsay?
I board a new ship. I won't say which line it is, but boarding in Florida again.
All right, and real quick, Lindsay, website?
Take3music.com.
Lauren?
LaurenYelenkovich.com. That's LaurenJelenkovich.com.
All right. Hopefully people will be lucky enough to cruise with you on Regent and listen to your amazing talent. Ladies, thank you. Lauren and Lindsay, thank you so much. You guys are great friends, and we had a great time with you this week. Thank you.
We love you.
Love you.
You know, folks, listen, they are a lot of fun and extremely talented musicians. You can come travel with us. Go to our show website. Click on that Regent banner at the top of the homepage. You can find Lindsay's tour dates in an area near you at take3music.com. And Lauren's can be found at laurenyelenkovich.com. That's J-E-L-E-N-C-O-V-I-C-H. Now it's time for us to put a wrap on today's big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles from here in Panama. It continues all this week, so be sure to follow our travels on social media. Next week, as I said, we'll be in Cabo San Lucas before moving on to Los Angeles and completing this trip as we celebrate America's 250th birthday. Until we're all back with you live next Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on January 24th, special thanks to all the guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to everyone here at Regent and aboard the Seven Seas Grandeur. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Have a great week, everyone, and let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.